Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. My name is Joyce, and I want to tell you about my journey to finding the straight path of Islam. I was born in November 1947, on the 29th. Actually, I was a little bit early, but I think it was because Allah had a plan for me to learn about Islam, because on that day, November the 29th, was the day that the United Nations voted to form the land of Israel. And as you know, in today's day, it's become somewhat of a problem. As far as I know, in my family, no one has ever been a Muslim, but who knows? I had my mitochondrial DNA traced by the National Geographic Genome Project, and it shows that my ancestors did travel through Muslim lands, so they very well could have been practicers of the original Islamic faith, the primordial faith. My dad was from Eastern Europe, and that those countries had a lot of Islamic influence, so who knows? You just never know about anything. But as I said, as far as I know, no one in my family was Muslim. However, I would be glad if they were, but I was raised a Roman Catholic and went to Catholic school until I was in the second year of high school. And in going to high school, and studying Spanish really became my first introduction to Islam. You probably know that Spain was part of the Iberian Peninsula, and that part of the world was highly influenced by Muslims. For over 700 years, Muslims lived in Spain, and they contributed to the art, the culture, the language, the music, the food, everything has been influenced by the Islamic culture. After high school, I went to college, and I just kind of got away from my faith. I am like most college kids. I just sort of put it into the corner of my life, not thinking anything about God, not paying any attention to anything, just going on my merry way, trying to go to school. I got married early, had my daughter, went through a difficult marriage, and even in that time, I really didn't go to church. I did read a lot about different faiths. I started to learn about astrology. I read about Zen Buddhism. I was searching all the time. Eventually, I divorced, and after a few years, I remarried and continued my searching until I moved to California and went through a very difficult emotional period, suffering a lot of anxiety. And at that time, I started to go back to church and had what Christians call a born-again experience. It was also when I was living in California that I met some Iranian friends. It was through my daughter, who became friends with a girl in her school, and I got to know the couple, and I learned about Iran, I learned a little bit about Islam, and I bought my first copy of the Quran and read it, because I wanted to know about the people, and I wanted to know about their country, about their religion, everything about them. I've always been interested in knowing about people. I like people, and I want to know everything about them. And their religion is one thing that helps form their culture. We moved away from California, moved back to Kansas City, and there I just did my work and was active in the church. And after a few years, we moved to Nebraska. And there I met another friend whose husband was from Iran. She had actually lived there for a while, and she taught me a lot about Islam. She taught me a lot about the food and the culture and the customs, and I was very interested in it, very intrigued by it. And after a few years, she had to move because her husband got transferred, and she lived out in California, and then I moved to Minnesota.